So I'm gonna ask Mr. Leonard to state where you are, just for the record, please.
Surfside Beach, South Carolina.
Okay, he's joining us by phone, so. We'll call the meeting to order, and I guess jump right into discussion of forensic audit. The main reason we're here.
So, Mr. Chairman, I was contacted last Wednesday from Ian Bailey, Brandon Waldron with them. I reported the night before at the regular board meeting that the plan was to have the report completed by the end of this month, and that he would be able to then report to the board at the May meeting. When he called me the following day, he said that the school system is roughly 75 to 80% complete. He said, however, that the Department of Social Services, he would estimate is only 40 to 50% complete due to the lack of the information that he's received, that he has requested. There had been an employee that he had been in communication with that had been recently terminated, and that caused some delay, but he has been in contact with the director, Ms. Brooks. And it's my understanding that he has submitted to her walk, he is needing still.
Okay. So we decided to have a meeting tonight and invite the DSS board, and the reply you got was from their attorney, is that right?
Their attorney contacted me yesterday evening and said that he was writing on behalf of their board and that they would not be able to attend due to the short notice.
Okay. So floor's open for discussion of forensic audit and how do we want to deal with it, or how do we bring it to everybody's attention on what we need, I suppose.
Well, I believe it'd be a little easier if we had someone from their board here to talk with.
Is anybody here from the DSS board?
Nope.
Okay.
There's only one way to handle it, that's just put a hard deadline on it.
So, I think so too, and I've spoke to the county administrator about it, and I had him to draft a resolution to try to get some of this taken care of. I did talk to the auditors. It's been, what, a month ago when we got involved with all this. They had got some documentation from DSS. And I'm just gonna be honest with you, it was about the credit card statements, and he wanted copies of credit card statements, correct?
Yes.
Well, it was sent to him in Excel spreadsheet. That don't work. So it got sent back. Some of that was going back and forth, and I get it. It's a lot of work, these auditors. You know, they get to sit back and say, I need this, this, and this, and then forget about it. But we have to answer to the public. I was one of the votes, along with, I think, everybody else up here that asked to get this done, and we need to get it done and not drag it out and not cost the county any more money. It could cost more money the longer this thing drags out, and I don't see the need in it. I think there's 55 employees down here at the Department of Social Services. There's no reason why we can't get what they need. And if I'm wrong, I'm willing to listen from the board or the administrator or whoever to tell me you're wrong and this is why we can't do it. So that's one reason why we wanted a meeting tonight. I'm willing to have any other joint meeting that they're available to come to, or I'm willing to come to one of their meetings and recess to it. And that's when I talked to my representative, that's what I told her to ask, if we could join their next meeting, which was the plan in the beginning, but you know, the audit stuff came out and they're behind, and so we decided to try to get it going a little quicker, I guess. But the resolution, if Mr. Carter will read it for us, this is my recommendation of what we need to do moving forward and try to get this thing done and over with.
As Mr. Kidwell stated, I drafted this afternoon, just stated that whereas the Lee County Board of Supervisors have entered contract with Ed Bailey to conduct a forensic audit of county operations, including but not limited to the courthouse, school district, and Department of Social Services, whereas Ed Bailey has communicated with the Department of Social Services what documentation needs submitted to complete their contracted work. Now therefore be it resolved that the Lee County Board of Supervisors respectfully request the Department of Social Services to submit all required documentation by the end of business on May 1st, 2026, and be it further resolved that the clerk of the board should transmit this resolution to the board of directors for the Lee County Department of Social Services and director.
Any, could you hear that, DD? Mr. Leonard, are you still there? Burke on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Did you hear the resolution that Clint just read?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to adopt that resolution.
Motion's been made to adopt the resolution. I'll second it. Any further discussion before we vote? I didn't know if you had anything, DD, on or not.
No, just I think something needs to be done.
Okay. Motion been made with a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries to pass the resolution. I would like to add, and I'm slow to speak sometimes, but I also speak too much sometimes, but I hear a lot from the employees at the Department of Social Services, and the lady that we just appointed out of District 1. I know there's probably some that know her, some that don't, but she texted me and she said, please tell people they can talk to me if they want anytime. She tells me about her career she had there at the Department of Social Services, and goes on and to say that I really want them to have a good working environment because I love social work and helping our clients have better lives. She does state that miserable employees can't help our most vulnerable people, and that's the truth. This board is not against helping anybody that I've ever heard when it comes to social work. There's just so much going on down there, and we're not the boss of the DSS. We're really not. The state of Virginia is, but all we can do is order up things to get looked at, ask for it to be done in a timely manner, and if not, we can report it on up to the state from here, I guess. But my door's open to hear anything. I'm willing to meet at any time with the Department of Social Services, and I think anybody up here would be, and try to get some of this taken care of. Anybody else got anything they'd like to add? If not,
okay.
Go ahead, sorry.
What's the deadline if it's not met? Where does it go from there?
That'll be a question for our attorney. It will probably be sent on up to the state for not complying, just to be honest with you. From the way I understand it. Of course, I'm not an attorney, but that's... We've asked for this to be done in a timely manner, and I think it should be. School, I know, has been, when you all get approached and you all work here, I don't. How do they do it? Like, here's what I need. How do you do it? And I know you're new.
For instance, we just had our annual auditors, not the Friends of God, appear mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I guess now. When they come in that morning, they requested what documentation they wanted. We worked on providing it. Everyone in the office jumped on it, got what they needed, and I brought it upstairs. They met in the conference room, and we provided the documentation to them.
Was they happy?
Yeah, there was some email follow-up and some other things that we had to find and locate and communicate on, but we were able to provide everything that they asked for.
And so at the end of all this, when everything's said and done and they're ready to give the report, they were supposed to come in May, correct? They were supposed to come to this board publicly, to everybody in this county, and give us their findings and recommendations publicly right here. So we've got to get this done, and are we going to meet the May deadline?
I would expect that this deadline, with these delays, no. I would expect it will now be the June meeting before we'll get the report.
Okay.
And I'll add too, I'd like to see all the boards work together, and all the employees of social services and all the other departments departments of the county. I'd like to see everybody to be able to work and come to work and have a good working environment and everything. You know, like with this audit, you know, we're doing this to try to have a lot of transparency through what we do here in the county, because everyone comes to us, and like Mike said, we don't have control to say the Social Service Board. We don't control the Lee County PSA, the Public Service Authority. They all have their own board. You know, it bears the Lee County name, but I mean, we appoint those positions, but we try to.
You appoint them as they come available to appoint.
Yes.
Once they serve that term out, then you appoint them.
But we want to be as clear and transparent to the public as we can, and I hope that we can get these issues resolved. That way we can get this audit completed and get the information out for everyone to be able to see, and maybe ease some minds about some of the questions and things happening in our county.
Anybody else with any comment? I guess we're done here then.
We'll need to recess till May 5th for our budget workshop.
Make a motion to recess. Go ahead.
Make a motion to recess for May the 5th. How am I going to do that?
It's 5:30 in the conference room.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Recess till May the 5th.